BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Aid officials in Nepal say they're still trying to establish the full extent of the damage caused by Nepal's second earthquake in less than 3 weeks. The second quake on Tuesday killed at least 50 people in Nepal and another 17 in northern India, but people are still buried under rubble and the number of dead is expected to rise. Many people have again been sleeping outside, too scared to stay at home. Jane Cocking of the international charity Oxfam says the latest quake will put a huge strain on relief efforts.
This is the additional earthquake that we have all been dreading, and this can only make things worse. There are relief supplies in the country. Aid is getting through to people who were affected by the earthquake 2 weeks ago, but this is going to make it much more thinly spread, so it will only mean that we need to step up our efforts.
Rescue operation will resume at dawn. A Saudi-led coalition says a five-day humanitarian ceasefire has begun in Yemen, where its planes have been targeting Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and their allies. The hours running up to the implementation of the truce were marked by dozens of coalition airstrikes and by shelling by the rebels. Johannes van der Klauw is the UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen.
From a humanitarian point of view, the situation is alarming. Yemen was already characterized by a protracted humanitarian crisis over the last 3 years. With the escalation of the conflict since end of March, this situation has worsened to a point that a number of humanitarian actors are calling the situation catastrophic.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has held face-to-face talks with his Russian counterpart and President Putin for the first time since Russia's annexation of Crimea more than a year ago. The talks held in the Black Sea resort of Sochi ranged from the crisis in eastern Ukraine to the Syrian conflict. From Sochi, Bridget Kendall reports.
Mr. Lavrov said it had been a long and useful day, and this marathon session of talks had helped improve mutual understanding. Mr. Kerry said there was no substitute for talking directly to the key decision makers, and thanked President Putin for giving so much of his time to explain Russia's positions. One Kremlin advisor said the Russian president had been guided by a fundamental interest in trying to resume normal relations with the Americans.
The Prime Minister of Macedonia has accepted the resignation of two of his ministers and his head of intelligence in an apparent bid to save the government from a damaging surveillance scandal. Opposition politicians say the intelligence chief and interior minister led attempts by the government to control the country's press, judiciary and electoral officials by tapping their phones. This is the World News from the BBC. Officials in Athens say that Greece has had to use a reserve account at the International Monetary Fund in order to make a bailout loan repayment to the IMF. Here's our economics correspondent Andrew Walker.
Before the repayment of 750 million euros was made, there were some doubts about whether Greece would find the money. It's done so by using reserves held at the IMF. All IMF members have these accounts and they can, and sometimes do, dip into them to make loan repayments. It is, however, a sign of financial stress, and the account acts as a buffer that Greece has depleted. The move reinforces the comments made by the finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, that the country's financial situation is terribly urgent as he seeks further bailout payments from the rest of the eurozone.
President François Hollande has pledged to repay a moral debt to Haiti on the first official visit by a French head of state since the country's independence more than 200 years ago. But he stopped short of promising to return the reparations that former slaves had paid their French masters in return for independence. A former head of Guatemala's police force, Erwin Sperrison, has lost an appeal in a Swiss court against a life sentence for killing prisoners in his home country 9 years ago. Last year, Mr. Sperrison, who has dual Swiss nationality, was convicted of involvement in the execution of seven prisoners in Pavón jail near Guatemala City in September 2006. He was also convicted of the murder of three prisoners who'd escaped from another jail. President Obama has again called for America's richest people to pay higher taxes as a way of reducing poverty in the United States. In unscripted remarks at a poverty summit in Washington, Mr. Obama described top earners, such as hedge fund managers, as lottery winners. He said it was wrong that the top 25 fund managers in the U.S. earned more than all the kindergarten teachers in the country put together. BBC News.